Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, thanks to the makers of... Tonight, Vox Pop goes to college, traveling to Amherst in the historic hills of Massachusetts. The first post-war group of freshmen started classes this morning, so here we go to join your two Vox Poppers, Parks Johnson and Warren Hull, surrounded by an enthusiastic crowd of Amherst men.
Oh, Amherst, brave Amherst, what the name of the famous days of yore, may it ever be glorious, till the sun shall climb the heavens no more. Oh, Amherst, brave Amherst, what the name of the famous days of yore, may it ever be glorious, till the sun shall climb.
This is freshman Parks Johnson.
And this is freshman Warren Hull. And whether you're an Amherst man or not, that old Lord Jeff is certainly a rousing song, isn't it?
Yes, sir. This is freshman night on Vox Pop, and we're going to chat with some of the 125th freshman class to enter Amherst.
Yes, during these 125 years past, this beautiful campus has known such famous Americans as Henry Ward Beecher, Chief Justice Harlan Stone, Dwight Morrow, President Calvin Coolidge.
And following in such famous footsteps, we give you first... Freshman Paul Meathead DeSario. Well, Paul, I thought I was pulling a fast one on you, but the boys seemed to like it. But anyway, let's back up and do it right, okay? From East Orange, New Jersey, here's a freshman. He's 6 feet, 2.5 inches, 195 pounds. He plays football, basketball, and he shakes a mean hoof at college dances. Folks, big, big, likable Paul DeSario. Hi, Paul.
How are you?
Paul, you've been here long enough to have had a look at the Amherst faculty. What do you think of them?
They're a small bunch of boys.
Say, look, I... I said the faculty, Paul. You understood me, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Say, I'd like to know also why you chose Amherst.
Well, sir, seems though I came from a prep school, and I picked this school because Amherst has been my first choice all the way along.
You must have professors.
Yes, sir.
Amherst, huh? Well, that's a very good reason. Do you find college any different from high school, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Very much so.
Yeah?
Smith and Holyoke here.
Yeah, that's true. So what are you going to major in?
I think I'd like to major in math.
Math? Yes, you sir. Like that?
Yes, sir.
Is it easy to you?
Well, I don't know.
Let's pass that up. Stay right a little bit closer to the microphone. I got to hear you down in East Orange. Are you an only child, Paul?
No, sir.
What do you got back home?
Two sisters and a brother.
Two sisters, huh? Well, you and you. If you've got two sisters, you must know all about women.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mr. Paul, you do enjoy dancing?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And is it true that freshmen here cannot have automobiles? That's true, too, isn't it?
Well, I believe so. Uh-huh. You're a sophomore.
Well, you're a sophomore. And is it true also that you are saving up for an automobile so that you may have one in your freshman year? That's what
yeah.
That is your. Well, the first thing we want to interrupt on right now is that Wilma Seltzer has for you tonight is a victory bond to go in that automobile fund so that you can have one in your sophomore year. Is that all right? Do you mind?
Doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you, all right. Now next, we know that you're soon going to take some pretty girl to a college dance. So we've arranged for it to be a very big evening. Dinner, a hardcore, flowers, and all those things that it takes to make a lovely evening. And there's the papers to take care of that. Is that all right?
It's all right by me.
All right, now, wait a minute. Hold on, I'm building up to something here, folks. Now, then, we've got a special gift from good old Boma Seltzer. It's a brand new pair of nylon stockings, believe it or not. Now, Paul, what would you do with those nylon stockings? They're yours. Take them. What would you do with them? Huh?
Well,
Well, wait a minute. I won't put you on the spot. You seem to be hesitant. Maybe I can make a suggestion. I hear that there's a very lovely young lady over at Mount Holyoke College that every Amherst man would like to sort of date for a dance. He'd just give his eye teeth to do it. Is that right, huh? What was her name?
Gail Sullivan.
That's right. Well, who is Gail Sullivan?
Supposed to be a model, I believe.
Gail Sullivan was, for quite a little while, a Powers model. You remember she had a picture in Life about August the 19th or something like that?
Yes, sir.
Would you swap that pair of nylon stockings for, say, a date with Gail Sullivan?
You bet your life over
there. Well, let's ask Gail Sullivan herself. Come over here. Folks, here is Miss Gail Sullivan. Pretty, 17 years old, a freshman at Mount Holyoke College. Miss Sullivan, may I present Mr. DeSorio right here? Paul, will you find out from Miss Sullivan whether or not she would have a date with you for a dance?
Would you like to have a date with me?
Well, you call me up sometime.
Happy to call you up.
All right. I know it was all fake. Well, Paul, I tell you, you go out backstage with Miss Gail Sullivan and talk the matter over with her, and we'll see how this thing works out. Thank you a lot. Okay, Warren.
Boy, they're all shaking Meathead's hand now. Well, here's a freshman who stepped out of GI clothes into a sport jacket and slacks just 2 weeks ago. He's 25. Former Staff Sergeant in the 8th Air Force from Darien, Connecticut, James A.F. McCammon. You like the jump from Staff Sergeant to Buck Freshman?
Boy, it's terrific.
Well, how come that you picked out Amherst?
Well, it's kind of a long, involved story.
Well, in a nutshell,
please. We talked it over. There were three of us in prison camp in Germany, and... By a process of elimination, we went all through the different colleges and universities and decided that Amherst had just about everything we wanted.
Mm-hmm. And here you are. We're certainly glad you made it. You were a prisoner of war. Were you shot down over Germany?
Yes. I was shot down and landed in the Baltic Sea.
In May. Water wings with you. How long were you a prisoner of war?
11 days short of 2 years.
Hmm. Well, what did you long for most while you were a prisoner of war?
Not that. Well, over and above the obvious.
Yeah.
I was... Boy, I wanted fresh strawberries.
You did?
I haven't had fresh strawberries for 3 years, and by golly, I wanted them.
And you got home too late. They were out of season.
Yeah, they were all over.
Well, maybe somebody has some strawberries in their patch somewhere. They might send you. You can't tell. Now, what happened when you heard the Yanks and the Russians were coming?
Well, we were quite excited. We hoped that the Russians would come and liberate us first.
Why?
Because, if they did, then we'd go down to Odessa and through the Black Sea and through the Mediterranean, really round out our European trip.
Oh. Well, what happened?
They put us on a forced march, and not that we were sorry, you understand, but the... 13th Armored of Patton's Army liberated it.
Oh,
boy,
wow.
That was terrific.
Well, you don't expect to have any thrills during college, and that's the one that you've had overseas, do you?
Oh, yes, if I can just stay in college.
Well, you think it's going to be a little tough, huh?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of optimistic now, but of course, with only one day of classes...
Well, you don't have a wife to help you with your studies, do you?
No, I'm definitely single.
Well, how did you escape? I mean, you're 25, but...
It's a very sad story.
Yeah.
She couldn't wait.
Oh, well,
It wasn't a total loss, Warren. Yeah. I got the ring back.
All right. Well, are you going to wait now? Mac, are you going to wait now?
Yeah, I'm going to wait till I'm about 30. Gee, when you're 30, you have a much wider range to pick from. I mean, you can start at 18 and go right on up to 35.
Well, I've just one more question I want to ask you. If you vets, there are quite a few of you, I understand, 40 or 50. Are you in a group by yourselves here?
Well, no, we're all mixed up with the others.
Mm-hmm.
The regular freshmen. I mean, we're regular freshmen.
Sure, you get along with the younger freshmen all right, huh?
Why, sure, we have the same ideas in common. I mean,
Anyway, we've got to pass on because there are some more freshmen waiting in line here we want to talk to. We're glad to know that you and the other vets are getting along so well, and we hope you do make the grade. And Brother Seltzer has for you, for your leisure moments, two albums of Chopin by Rubinstein and Cortot. And to add to your collection of antique glass, here are six early New England goblets, and with them an antique toll tray with the original design on it. And for your working moments, here's a brand new portable Corona typewriter.
Oh.
Good luck to you. Glad to meet you. James A.F. McCammon. Okay, Pop.
Now meet Irene, the Lady Marine. Things looked a little bad for a moment, eh, Carl Frank?
Yes, Parks, first furlough in months, her first formal date, and Irene faced the fire of the Powder Room Platoon.
Say, Irene better watch her looks if she wants to land that lieutenant.
Shh.
Oh, don't bother shushing, girls. I know I'm a wreck after that cross-country train ride.
Well, Irene, I didn't mean... It's just that you look... Well,
if you knew how my head aches.
Stomach's off the beam, too.
Stomach? We'll soon settle that. I'll ring for a bromo seltzer.
And Bromo Seltzer promptly brought relief, helped Irene the Marine get the situation and the lieutenant well in hand. So needless, friends, to let headache hinder your social success. So easy to find three-way relief with fast-acting Bromo Seltzer. Headache, upset stomach, and jittery nerves all respond to Bromo Seltzer's quick, effective action. So if headache singles you out, stop for refreshing Bromo Seltzer at the drugstore fountain or reach for Bromo Seltzer in the medicine chest. Get relief how you want it, fast. Buy a bottle of Bromo Seltzer from your druggist tonight and...
Fight headache three ways. Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer.
Back at Amherst with a lot of freshmen, and folks, for the benefit of any six Marines who may be listening, I want to tell them that Lieutenant Bob Jordan is recuperating here very nicely, and he's on the stage with us, and we are mighty happy to see him home back in Amherst. Folks, last spring, 11,000 high school students entered the Westinghouse Science Contest. Of these 11,000, 40 won a trip to Washington to exhibit their work. Of these 40, 13 were prize winners. And of these 13... 13 out of 11,000. One is a freshman at Amherst, and here he is at the microphone. We want you to know him from Wakefield, Rhode Island, Walter Spink. Walter, what was your exhibit there?
Oh, I had shells, minerals, insects, about everything I could collect.
Natural science stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. And we saw you down there. We were in Washington at the same time, and I remember your exhibit, and it was very nicely done. Was your father an Amherst man?
No, he wasn't. He went to downstate.
Uh-huh. Well, how'd you happen to choose Amherst?
Oh, Amherst, I've always liked Amherst. It's got everything.
Ah, well. Nothing on that. I would presume that you are going to major in biology.
That's right.
Uh-huh. You like insects and snakes.
Oh, I like them.
And birds.
Yeah, birds too.
Uh-huh. What did you do last summer?
Well, I worked at the zoo last summer down in Washington.
With birds or what?
Well, I worked in the snake house.
The snake house?
Yeah.
Did you get sort of friendly with them, Walter?
Oh, they're real nice when you get to know them.
Oh, yeah, when you get to know them. I suppose you go out on hikes and collect things, too, huh?
Oh, whenever I can, I go tramping.
Uh-huh. Walter, you mean caterpillar eggs and all like that?
Oh, I collect everything, yeah. If I see a caterpillar egg, I...
Dig around and hatch it, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I don't know. You haven't got nothing in your pockets here.
No.
Well, are you expecting any freshman difficulties this year? Of course, you outnumber everybody in college.
Oh, sure. We can handle them.
Massachusetts State, are they peaceful and all, huh?
Well, we haven't bothered them yet.
You haven't bothered them yet.
But they can hope.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a wonderful freshman year. I know it's an unusual thing, the first post-war year. And we know your love for birds. You just said it, and we knew it ahead of time. So, Bromo-Seltzer has for you two or three things. First of all, we've got a big authoritative book, Birds of the Connecticut Valley, published by the Hampton Bookshop. And wait a minute. If our friends down in Gainesville, who helped us so much last week, Gainesville, Georgia, Lester and Ralph Cush, if they still got that famous Audubon Book of Birds, we're going to ask them to send you that one, too, and I think they've got it. And now, then, here's something that we learned from a buddy of yours that you've got your heart set on. Here it is, a fine 120-bass Bellini piano accordion.
Whoa. Set
with mother of pearl and white rifle.
Can you use it?
Oh, boy.
Can I?
Okay.
And,
Wait a minute. One little afterthought, Walter. We know you might get lonesome, so we have a room companion for you. A nice, great, big, green frog. Take it and love it to death.
Thank you a lot, Walter Spake. Okay, Warren.
This Amherst freshman is not a fresh freshman because he came over here from Belmont, Massachusetts in June. So let's see what an old-timer has to say. James Fulton. Jim, just going to ask you, is the Army going to get you? You're 18.
Oh, sir, I was sworn in the Navy in July, and since I'm in the reserves, they haven't called me yet. They're filling their quotas with regular Navy men.
Oh, I see. By the way, don't swear me. I've got this pea green on. I'm just, you know. Or was it you thought I was an instructor or something?
Yeah, you look it, yeah.
was it the first time that you'd ever lived away from home when you came here first?
For any length of time, yes.
Uh-huh. How'd you feel?
Well, it was much the same sort of day as it is today, only it cleared up at night. But it was sort of a dismal day, and I got a very bad impression from the place at the start. Mm-hmm.
Felt pretty low?
Yes, but one of the men here, the upperclassman, met me in the street and told me about the college fire department, and therein I was all set.
Really? Well, why?
Well,
your old question.
That's my hobby.
What do you mean? You're a spark?
Yes.
You are? Since when?
Well, since I was about 12 years old.
Oh, well, what firehouse did you frequent?
Well, I started out in Hull, Mass, down on the South Shore of Boston. That's where I got my first ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sort of graduated to Boston at the Bowdoin Square Station. Right around the corner from Scully Square.
Oh, you mean you went to fire?
Yes, sir. I, fellow by the name of Jimmy Cohen on Engine 6, asked me to help him out, sort of.
So you did, huh?
So I did.
Well, why do you like the fire department? That is besides the excitement.
Well, you meet all... It's sort of a big school. You meet a lot of different kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls sort of like firemen, I find, too.
What kind of a college fire department do you have?
Well, it's very good. There's a pump and a ladder truck, and it's pretty good. It's,
who's the chief?
The Honorable Dean McMeekin. I understand his wife's just as good as he is, Anna.
Well, do you have anything more than dry runs? Any fires lately?
We haven't had a thing. The boys are getting kind of anxious, Anna.
Oh, really? What kind of fire would you say would be interesting?
Oh, exciting. Well, the best would be one of the girls' dormitories over Smith, I guess.
Well, you have something there. They might not put in for that, though.
Provided it comes at night.
Well, Jim, are you going to be a fireman when you get out of college?
No cigars. That's strictly for hardworking men. That's a tough job.
Well, you mean you're going to be a volunteer?
Strictly
right?
A hobby.
I see. Well, thanks, Jim. We want to thank you very much for the chat and for the learning about fire, too, a little bit. And Bonus also has for you, first, this pair of Lloyd and Haig oxblood brogues. They're very smart for the campus. And a slick sport coat. It's all wool, hand-woven material. Not to wear to fires. But to go to fires, first, we have this 100-year-old fireman's hat, if you like. And also, knowing you're a freshman, of course, and you can't have a car, we got the most reliable transportation we could for you, a four-wheel, one-horsepower buggy with a convertible top, and pulling it, a real live horse called Rodney. Bring him in.
Here he is.
Come on, Rodney. This outfit is for sparking or parking, and it's going to make you the envy of the old grads. Well, go on over there and hop in, and good luck to you, James Fulton. Come on. Okay, Fox. Oh, Rodney's backing out.
And don't think that isn't a darn good-looking five-year-old horse, too. I can't say what about that buggy, but he really is good. And Jim is already in it, trying it out. All right, back him up there, fellas. And now let's call... Now let's call for showing of hands on heads. Here's Carl Frank to take the count.
How many of you folks had a headache today? Well, now, maybe that headache made you miss an appointment, slowed you down on a business deal, or spoiled your fun at an afternoon party. Don't let it happen again. Next time, try fast, effective Bromo Seltzer. Get welcome relief three ways. When upset stomach and jangled nerves are headache's unfriendly companions, Bromo Seltzer acts promptly to help relieve all three. Soon, head, stomach, and nerves begin to feel better. No wonder millions depend on fast-dissolving, fast-acting Bromo Seltzer. No wonder it's a favorite at drugstore fountains, in home medicine chests, too. You can take Bromo Seltzer after it settles or while it's still fizzing. Caution, use only as directed, and for persistent or recurring headaches, see your doctor. For ordinary headache, enjoy quick, comforting relief with Bromo Seltzer, the split-second dissolving effervescent relied on by four generations. Bromo Seltzer, a product of the Emerson Drug Company, comes in four convenient sizes. So buy a bottle of Bromo Seltzer from your druggist tonight and then...
Fight headache three ways. Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer.
Yes, Sal Moore from Amherst College. And by the way, a while ago, Northrop House over Smith College called and wanted to know what size those nylons were. Sorry, girls, but Gail Sullivan already has them. Yes, sir. Amherst College is the one place in the United States where men headed for West Point are being given academic preparation by college professors. Commanded by Colonel Howell M. Estes, 850 Military Academy program men are expected for this course. A lot of them are already here. Some of them are congressional appointees, some presidential appointees, some are directly from the Army, and all are in Army uniform and under Army discipline and regulation. We want you to meet one of these trainees. Folks from Oxford, North Carolina, 20-year-old Mr. John C. Lawson. John, I was absolutely correct on that Mr., wasn't I?
Yes, sir, that's right. They call us Mr., they address us as Mr.
Just like at the point, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, Mr. Lawson, what Army pay do you draw?
I draw a sergeant's pay. I am a sergeant, but I'm a trainee also.
A trainee also.
Yeah.
And, folks, he's wearing the Good Conduct Medal, the ETO with one star, and the French Croix de Guerre with a bronze star in the middle of it. What was your outfit overseas?
I was in the 8th Standard Field Artillery Battalion of the 66th Division.
Uh-huh. Well, now, how were you selected out of that to get in this tryout for West Point?
Well, we applied, or rather, the ones that did apply, applied in July. I was in France then.
Uh-huh.
And the applications kept going through channels, I guess.
And somewhere up there, you got hold of a board you had to go before, didn't you?
Well, yes, each channel had a board, and we went before the board, and if we passed, we went to the next higher channel.
Mm-hmm. And you remember a especially tough board?
Well, yes, my core board in Paris, I think, was the toughest one.
What was on that board?
Well, the board was consisted of two colonels and a lieutenant colonel. They were all three West Pointers, and they...
You go in by yourself?
Yeah, you go in individually, and they look you over and ask you questions and really give you a working over.
They don't miss a thing, do they?
No, they don't miss a trick.
Well, they can't afford to. West Point is, you know, tops, and they want real men at that place, and they get them, too. I understand that three times as many men come and take this course as there are appointments waiting for them at West Point. Is that right?
Well, that's right. We take an exam in March, and that will determine who will go to
West Point. Yeah, and then eventually 125 of you directly from the Army will go to the West Point.
That's it.
And 125 will get appointments, that is, 125 sons of World War I officers will get a presidential appointment.
That's right.
And 125 sons of World War I enlisted men will go. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And the rest are congressional, huh?
Yeah.
You like math?
Well, pretty well.
And that's going to help you a whole lot. And discipline?
Well, that's pretty rough. You notice on my hair,
yeah, exactly right, huh? Well, John, I wish we could talk a whole lot more about this training, but it's such a big thing. But may we say right here that may the best 125 men in each group win out, and may you be one of the 125 from that Army group.
And as souvenirs of tonight's program from Bromo Seltzer, for that young lady, there is a young lady.
Yeah, I like to think there
is. All right. Well, for that young lady, we think she'd like getting from you this beautiful solid gold 17-jewel Kingston ladies wristwatch. And for your home, mother, dad, and all of them, we're shipping a combination radio phonograph, which we hope they'll enjoy.
Thank you.
You think so, John?
Like
thank
it.
You a lot, Sergeant John C. Lawson. Okay, Warren.
From Princeton, New Jersey, comes this tall, dark, and rugged gent, also a freshman and 17 years old, Donald Reefler. Reef, how do you like being on the radio anyway?
Well, it's sort of embarrassing.
Embarrassing?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, Saturday night I went out with a Smith girl, and I told her, she was a sophomore, and I told her I was a junior and 19, and now I'm being on here, I must be a freshman.
Well, you have to get yourself a new girl. Say, why didn't you go to Princeton? It's right in your hometown.
Well, my father wanted to get rid of me. I think he wanted me around.
Did you have any trouble finding your way up here?
Well, when I got off the train in Northampton, a couple of fellows were standing there, and they told me, pointing down the road, where I was supposed to go, and I went down a ways, and these buildings, they looked like Smith and not like Amherst, so I thought I'd better come back.
What do you mean, you looked in the window and saw a lot of girls?
Well, there are a lot of girls around.
Yeah. Well, I see Amherst is not co-ed, is it?
No.
You're sorry?
Well, I don't know. Sort of nice to have the girls just far enough away, not too close.
Do you have any other misadventures in your first days up here?
Well, my trunk didn't get here in time, so the first night I didn't have any sheets or blankets, and I slept in a raincoat.
Well, it wasn't one of these cold nights, was it?
No, it was a nice warm night.
Oh,
good. Right.
Say, have you been homesick at all?
Well, no, not very.
Well, there's lots going on up here, isn't there?
That's true.
Tell us about the rope pull that you have every year.
Well, they have a rope pull, and the tradition is that the seniors don't... I mean, that the freshmen never win.
Well, why?
Well, they have... freshmen are pulling uphill, and they're in the middle of a marsh, and...
Yeah?
They don't have any rope to pull on, and...
Anything else?
Well, if...
Any skullduggery?
Well, if they... upper class, we get in a tough spot, then they pull a few reserves in.
Yeah. Well, someone was telling me the other day that the upper classmen have been known to tie their end around a tree, too. Misinformed. Well, anyway, we want to thank you, Red, for coming aboard Vox Pop. And Bromo Seltzer has for you, knowing the... other fellow's requisitioned all the loose furniture in your house, some things to make your room more comfortable. First, a 9x12 rug, then an upholstered maple easy chair, and a combination bridge lamp and table, and this Crosley table model radio, so you can listen to Vox Pop every Monday night. Thank you very much. Good luck to you, Donald Reefler.
And you know, folks, a lot of that applause is this beautiful Gail Sullivan who's sitting right behind us here on the stage.
Yeah, Park, she's from Scarsdale, too, you know.
Oh, she is, huh? Well, we know Amherst men everywhere have enjoyed hearing from their alma mater tonight, and we of Vox Pop have had a marvelous weekend here on the campus. We hope that all you freshmen will be alumni 4 years from now.
Ah, how do you like that, fellas? You put in for that? Next week, Vox Pop is honored with an invitation to visit Annapolis. We're going to join in celebrating the 100th birthday of our Naval Academy, which turns out the world's finest naval officer.
And that's a program you surely want to hear, folks. So remember, Vox Pop next Monday night, and tell the neighbor to tune in, too, won't you? Good night, folks.
So long, everybody.
Friends, your family's health and comfort are vitally dependent on your neighborhood druggist. By day and by night, he's at your service. Throughout trying wartime conditions of product and manpower shortages and limited delivery facilities, he's done his utmost to give you efficient, courteous service. Now that the victory is won, he'll soon be able to offer special attention and consideration to you and your community. So rely on your nemesis, whose threat is ability. Be sure to join Vox Pop, the show that travels America, next Monday night, same time, same station, when Parks and Warren visit the United States Naval Academy at Annapolis, Maryland, to help celebrate the Academy's 100th birthday. But remember, next time an ordinary headache strikes, get three-way relief fast and...
Fight headache! Three ways!
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.